Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I'll channel Galexis, who will speak with you today. Galexis is a group of beings from many places and dimensions who speak as one. They will be at your service today. Galexis has come to speak of your light, your love, your divinity, and the power you have to live your life according to your truth. Let Galexis help you walk your personal spiritual path, the path of power. Shortly, I'll go into trance, and then Galexis will be with you. They will discuss a topic they feel is timely, and then they will open the mic and accept questions on that topic or on any other topic of interest to you. Their focus is always to show you ways you can take greater charge of your life, your mission, and your purpose. The number to call in on is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And this is for in the United States and Canada. Check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines available if you're out of the country or these lines are busy. And for more information on Galexis or to get on the mailing list for newsletters and more, go to our website, galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. Now I'll be going into trance. There'll be a quiet moment and Galexis will be with you. Goodbye for now. I'll return at the end of the program. All right, we are here and we are Galexis. And welcome to the Path of Power. Today we'd like to start out talking about the mantra. Mantras. Now, a mantra is a series of words or sounds or tones that are repeated. And every time that they are repeated, there's a certain frequency that goes with them that is also repeated. So if you are saying a mantra for spiritual presence and power, the intention you have is every time that you speak it, and is the more often that you can speak it, the more energy and more vitality you infuse into this focus of spiritual awakening and spiritual power. Many gurus are known for having initiations of their disciples and followers in which they give them a mantra, something to repeat. Now, the original purpose of a mantra is to repeat words that have power and presence which the guru has infused with their power. The guru has made it through certain levels of awareness, and when they can give a mantra for someone to say, it is infused with their energy, with their wisdom, and what they have learned. But we're not talking about your need to go to a guru. In fact, what you do all day long is repeat mantras of your own. Some of you have very, very highly judgmental mantras, mantras about your own inadequacy or how you have to hurry up and how you have to do more and how you're behind and how you have to achieve, how you have to achieve. Others of you have mantras about pushing and driving yourself. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to hurry up. I've got to get that done. I've got to do this. Others of you have mantras of worry for someone that you love or for your family, for groups of people or nations, all sorts of numbers of people, from the individual to the many. And you'll worry about them. Some of you have mantras of worry about money. Some of you have mantras of worry about your health. Those of you who have a what is it called, a tendency to think negative thoughts about their health, who talk to themselves about, oh my gosh, there's a pain, I must have cancer. People who do that, these mantras are that they cannot trust their body, that something bad's going to happen. Repeat it over and over and over again in one form or another, expressed indirectly or directly. The intentions of these day-to-day mantras, especially the negative ones, were originally intended and taken into yourself by the thought that perhaps if you keep pushing yourself to be aware, pushing yourself to action, pushing yourself to respond, that maybe you'll get on top of your life, maybe you'll get more powerful, maybe you'll fix things, maybe you'll make things right, maybe you'll finally make things right. Maybe you'll finally fix those things that don't go right somehow in your life, or maybe you'll build your character, build your strength, build your toughness, so that you can deal with life's challenges. But we want to tell you that orientation to a mantra is really very debilitating to anyone who uses it. Listen to what you think all day long. Listen to that voice inside yourself that continuously talks. That voice carries on all sorts of, ideas. It has stories. It has what you expect. It has sarcastic humor. That voice that goes on through your mind all day long gives you your mantras. Some of you have mantras of your story of your life. You're continuously explaining yourself. You're explaining your past. And when you do that, what you're doing is basically trying to recollect or put together the self-image of who you are now based on who you have been. So these mantras are generally not very useful. Do you have a mantra also during a day where you talk to yourself, hey, you're really wonderful. You're very lovable. You're valuable. You're very worthwhile. Oh, you're smart and creative and you're just really wonderful. You're just so good. You're such a good person. Oh, everyone appreciates you. You're just so great. Do you do a mantra like that during your day? Some of you have mantras that kind of sound a little bit like that. Oh, you did such a good job. You see, those kinds of mantras sometimes come from your ego trying to build you up. From what? What do you perceive your inadequacies to be? What are you trying to become that you are not? Some of you are actually working at developing positive thoughts for yourself during the day, loving and self-forgiving thoughts that give you a lot of rope to become creative, light beings, beautiful, radiant beings, pure to your nature, pure to your essence, living in your truth. Anytime you can validate your own truth, your own way, not as if you are explaining it to some hostile person or defending yourself. Anytime you do that, you're basically feeling one down. You're feeling in a place of potential victim. You're afraid. But to give yourself a really good positive boost, to love yourself. You see, that's why we have that little quote, and it's put on our website. When you go to our website and just go into the home page there on galexisspirit.com. Up will come a saying, you are a spark of consciousness. You are a light, a beautiful divine being by your very nature. We say it in so many different words. You could say it in whatever words work for you. But we would suggest, how about that for a different mantra? How about that for a different story? Rather than to tell your story about your past or how bad it is or how bad it could be or what's going on and explaining things and repeating limiting beliefs and ideals. Why not make a mantra of owning who you are, of claiming your divine nature, of really allowing your self-image as a spiritual light being and reality creator to just take flame, to radiate, to become huge and bright and shine into the world. Dear ones, you can have so much impact. If you will let yourself be aware of how much power you have in your thought processes during your day. No, you can't just stop yourself from thinking, but you can. You can change what you think and change what you think of yourself and who you are. In that way, you will use the power of the mantra. And you, as the divine being, infusing your own very words with your own very essence, allowing you to expand who you are, connecting yourself, linking yourself to support on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, connecting into your divinity and to God, and ultimately, dear ones, into the oneness. Right, so you can use a mantra, you can empower yourself. Nobody is keeping you from doing it. You can do it. It's your choice. Every day think about it. Allow yourself to just gently move into it. And if you fail, you know, go back to your old stuff, old stories. Just stop. Aha, laugh. Aha, there I went again. Aha. Don't take it heavy. Don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Come back to, okay, step back into the light now. Let's step back into the love. Let's step back into the value of self. All right? All right, we're going to open the line up to callers now. And so if you want to call in, as the channel said earlier, the number about to call in is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So call in if you would. Let's talk about whatever you would like to talk about. You know, you may want to talk about your mantra, what goes on for you. Or you may want to talk about, you know, what is going on in your life, where there's an opportunity to get more power. So whatever suits your fancy, whatever is on your mind, let's talk about it with you today, shall we? Because so much is going on in everyone's life at this point. There's so much change, so much shifting, so much available, so many resources coming online for you on all sorts of levels. And so it would be a really great opportunity at this point in this particular year to really allow yourself to jump into your power and really have a great time. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Robbie.
Well, hello there. What a pleasure to speak with you again.
Hello. I want to tell you, first of all, thank you so much. I had a session with you, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, I forget. But you told me that you would be with me for a 3 month period of time.
Yes.
That Galexis would be connected with me for 3 months. And I felt it. I really did. For that 3 months, I could really feel that connection.
Oh, how wonderful.
And just as you said, after 3 months, it kind of stopped. And so I wanted to tell you thank you. And also, I would like to ask if I could be reconnected for a little while.
All right. Okay, then. Here's what we would suggest. And we'd suggest at night as you go to sleep, and this is for anyone else listening too as well who would like to hook up, we'd be very delighted to hook up with you. And so for you, dear one, we'd suggest at night as you turn the light off and you're getting ready to fall asleep and it's dark and you're all snuggled in, just mentally call us. Say, Galexis, Galexis. And just in your mind's eye, just look up at the sky above you, like a night sky filled with sparkling stars, hundreds and thousands of stars, just a glorious night sky. And as you look up at that and just kind of sense that beautiful night sky twinkling over you, just see some of those stars move from their position and they come together and they form a big bright star. a star out of all their energies put together. That's us. And just let that star get really, really nice and bright. Okay, really big and bright. And from that star comes down to you a column of light, a beam of light. Of course, by the time it reaches you, this beam of light is like a beautiful column of light of sparkling, iridescent light, probably in your favorite color or in some interesting color that may feel just right for where you are at that moment. And just let us come around you and hold you and support you and just nurture you. Just let yourself kind of lean into us. Just kind of just fall into it. You're lying in bed, just let yourself drift into us, and we'll hold you. And then tell us something that you would like perhaps for us to do, maybe a pain to lift or some process to work with you on, or maybe a pain in your emotional body, or maybe there's a health issue or a situation with a family member or something, you know, anything that you would like to request. And then we will also like to work with you on one of your chakras that may seem to be a little blocked, just to kind of open it up and to smooth out your energies. And so just as you do that, also we would suggest if you want us to work with you another 3 months or get really plugged in and really connected, say, you know, Glexus, I'd like to really plug in and be connected. I'd like to feel connected with you. I'd like for you to be with me. I'd like you to be with me through the night. I'd like to be able to connect with you and feel your presence during the day. You know, during the day, we can come as a column of light or right around you any time that you ask. Just to feel that we're just kind of just right there on the side there, and we'll just be right with you as soon as you intend us to. And so we'll be very happy to do that. So just ask. And if for some reason or other it doesn't feel as strong as it did before, dear one, then just, you know, that night just say, you know, Galaxies, I like it a little bit more present, a little bit more strong. And then, you know, let yourself also anticipate it. Because, you see, after we're with you for a while, sometimes we're working on deeper levels with you, and sometimes it becomes less apparent that we're present, you see? So let us know.
My hesitation was because I didn't know if it would be a drain on Ginger for me to continue past the 3 months that you had said through her.
Oh, no, no.
So we're
very distinct from that. She doesn't have to carry any of the energies. We work with your energies, and we bring in light from a lot of your unseen friends, a lot of your spirit helpers, you know, join with us. So in a sense, we become like a really big, happy group of beings. So we can go anywhere and do anything. We're not bound by time and space like those of you in the body. So don't worry that there might be any drag on her or on us or anything like that. We're with you anytime you would like us, all right?
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you, dear one. We love you, too. And thank you. We feel your love. All right. All right. Are you leaving then? All right. Farewell then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, this brings up an interesting point, too, is to for you to realize that all of you, every one of you, each of you, have connections on the other side, connections with beings who love you, beings who walk with you every day, every hour, every moment. You know, you're really not alone. And if you allow yourself to feel alone, or you think that you have to be alone, you have bought into some of the belief systems, limiting beliefs, by the way, of your culture. You're not alone. You have around you, each one of you probably has a good 2 or 3 dozen guides, you know? And so, you know, feel free to call in now. And anyone who wants to talk with us, just give us a call on those numbers that we mentioned earlier. All right, we have a new caller. Hello?
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 Hi. I just wanted to find out if you could give me a reading.
If we could give you a reading, you mean right now?
Uh-huh.
In front of everyone?
Oh.
we do need to limit in the sense, because you have time, we don't, but you do, and we have to respect the time of the station and the people who are also listening in. Bob, if you have a question, we can address that question, but we can't really give you a full reading.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to find out if how you would tell if somebody has, like, psychic abilities, or because me and my son, we think a lot the same, and we'll be thinking about something, and something happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the two of you are actually on a very nice wave current there. It doesn't spook you out when that happens, of course, does it? You just get really, oh, wow, look at that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the thing is that's just part of the magic. If you could be aware of that when you're talking about things, when you know things, for you just to tune in to that feeling that you have, there's a feeling that your body gets in. There's a feeling of the way the energy flows through your body when you get those sensings, when you get those knowings. And if you get very clear about what that feels like, you can deliberately induce that state in your body.
Okay.
And you do it by remembering what it feels like to be there.
Well, it's hard because he'll say, oh, I had a dream about this last night, and then I'll say, oh, I dreamt that too.
Right.
It's strange.
Well, when you're sharing it with each other, you know, think about what did you feel like in that case, if it was a dream, what did you feel like when you woke up? What did you feel about that information that you learned in the dream? Did you feel it anywhere in your body? Did you sense it very colorfully? Did you know its truth? You see?
Uh-huh.
If you can kind of get back to how you were connecting and plugging into it. Because, you see, so many times there are things that you get, and if you're not aware of what the real experience is of knowing the truth of it or knowing that it is indeed a connection, a psychic connection and a psychic plug-in or reading into your reality, you might miss it. You might discount it. You might not pay much attention to it. And so we'd suggest that if you get these kinds of hints and these kinds of messages in your dreams, that maybe in every morning when you wake up, you need to review that and find what the energies are. You will, after a while, you will be able to determine which dreams have more presence of reality, you might say, than others. Which ones give you a sense within yourself of more knowing, and you feel more positive that, you know, you're getting some kind of message. Not that you necessarily now, okay, I'm obligated, I have to call up the police department and tell them that such and such is happening. But no, but just following the news, or just being aware of what's going out there or going on in your network of friends and so on, and those things that, for example, come out true that you have the actual results with, you will have already, like, felt within yourself that truth, and that can validate it. And when every time you do that, you gain in psychic power. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
But you have to learn how to read it yourself so that you can gain in it. You have a lot of power to do this. It's really quite natural for you. And one of the things that's really wonderful is because it's natural for your son, you're allowing yourself to get back into the flow of it, which you had gotten out of by the time you kind of grew out of childhood yourself and so on. You kind of not been in the same, you know, current. It hadn't been as obvious to you. So in a way, both of you are getting connected in, and the more that you support each other in this whole process, the more it can open up for you. Because you came in with some good gifts, but you kind of, like, we're tuning in that you kind of, you know, they kind of faded away.
With him, I always kind of felt like he's an old soul or something, because he's always, but he's really smart.
Well, yes, he is. You have to realize, you know, where did he get that from, too? Okay.
Well, that's what I've always kind of wondered.
You're wondered, huh? Uh-huh. Dear one, come on, acknowledge your own smartness.
Yeah, well, yeah, I am, but, I mean, he's really
You
smart.
Are, but, okay.
He really is smart.
Right, but you see, what you're doing is that you have a lot of dampener on your own self-image. But since he doesn't have that, you're allowing the experience with him to help you open up an awareness of gifts that you have. Do you see?
Well, I was just wondering, how do you, though, because I would like to. I know when we were kids and stuff, we had a lot of strange stuff, and throughout my life, a lot of different things. But so I've always kind of wondered how you kind of get more into, you know, opening up your mind and stuff.
Well, the thing is that you lost not the connection really to it, but you lost the belief that it had value. And that came with a time where you kind of reduced a sense of your own personal value. You didn't see yourself as valuable or as smart, or you didn't see these gifts as being useful for you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So when you open that part of you back up, you will open up so much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you could recognize, hey, you know, back there was all these interesting and bizarre things that when you were a child, these are part of your gifts. You were attracting stuff. Yes, maybe it was kind of strange and whatnot, but it was giving you a message that you had a connection to the other side.
Okay.
All right? So to open it back up, though, you've got to go to a place to where it's valuable enough to own that, valuable enough to explore that and let that open up again.
So what do you do, just kind of like meditate or?
Well, the first thing we would suggest is to get your self-image a little up, okay? You have some judgments about yourself. And what these tend to do is that when any time you create any kind of judgment about yourself, or you don't think yourself quite as smart, like you don't think yourself as smart as your son, and you are. You are, but you're not letting yourself see that, and so you won't let yourself express it in some way. So you want to take that load off of yourself. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, just that one thing, there may be other things that you feel like you don't do it quite that good, and you're not that up to snuff, and you're not this or that, you know, not that you're really, you know, dislike yourself and hate yourself terribly, but in a sense, you have acquired for yourself what we call a mediocre self-image.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't work if you're going to open up to your gifts. Your gifts are extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't be a mediocre frequency person and experience extraordinary things.
Okay.
You see, when
yeah.
you were a child, you didn't know enough how to snuff yourself. You didn't know how to suppress yourself or keep yourself low. You learned that, you know, later on in adolescence and your 20s and so on. But what we were suggesting here is that remember, you're extraordinary. Not an ego place at all. Just simply that because by your divine nature and that you had gifts, and you still have gifts, you must still be there. You see, you just reclaim who you truly are, dear one.
Yeah.
Because you came in with a lot of knowing. You came in with a lot of wisdom that you really have not been using, and you're just kind of letting yourself get back into it. Beautifully, that your son is kind of the catalyst for this.
Yeah.
You know, but it's an omen or message to you from your higher self, from your spirit helpers. They're saying, hello, knock, knock, hello to you, right?
Yeah.
It's time for you to really own that you're more than you give yourself credit for, so that you can tap back into your extraordinary self, which is the self that has that plug-in to the other side, and you can bring in more wisdom. And at this point in your life, mature and powerful as an adult, how much more incredible wisdom you can bring in that you could not have when you were a child.
So do you have, like, a guardian angel who helps you with it, or?
Oh, you have several, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you want, you may want to read books about it and so on and do meditations and go to workshops and so on. But what you can do is recognize that all your spirit helpers are, like us, not bound by time or space. We're with you all the time. We're there instantly. We haven't gone anywhere, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's your perception that we're off somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So basically, just call us, and that gives your brain, your subconscious, your mind, the clue that we are present.
Okay.
Right? Just imagine that you're calling everybody. You have a crew that you work with anywhere from, you know, 10 to 45 light beings. You may see them as orbs, you know, little beautiful circles of light.
I have.
Or orbs or spheres of light, just, you know, or different colors and things like that.
That's
or you could see us as the individuals with robes. You know, some people like that.
I've seen them like with little sparkles all over.
There you go. So however you see them, doesn't you don't have to try and imagine what any of us really look like, because it's not really the way you would have expected us to look like. So just see us as the lights that we are. Yeah, that'd be work just fine. Gather us around, say, hey, crew, you know, because we're your crew. Hey, crew, you know, I'd like to kind of lift now into this place where I tune in and I develop my gifts and so on. And so I just want to, you know, some infusion of energy. I want some infusion of light, and let's just see if we can get me back into that place to where I can really get connected and get plugged in.
Well, see, I think that's the whole thing, is I'm more afraid. I don't care if I see a light, but if I see, like, a spirit, I think I'm afraid of that. Because
well,
I'll see, like, people that have passed away in my dreams and stuff. But
all right.
To see, I don't really want to see it. I think that's my whole problem.
Oh, all right. Well, don't see it then. Just use your imagination. If you see a ghost or a spirit, you see, if you have all of us around you, there's just nothing that's going to harm you. So the only thing that can happen is that if you see a ghost or some kind of departed person, you're seeing a friendly one. See, you've been indoctrinated way too much by the movies. You know, and their ghosts can be really, really mean, nasty, or crazy.
Yeah.
They're insane, you know. They want to come and murder somebody over and over and over again, or all that kind of thing.
That's what I don't want to see.
Exactly. And so this is, it's like the movie industry has implanted a boogeyman in your subconscious and unconscious mind.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a child and you're afraid to turn the light off at night.
Yeah.
Or you look under the bed, or there are goblins hanging out under the bed, you know?
Yeah.
It's that kind of energy. It's stuck in your unconscious mind. So practice asking all of us to be around you until you feel safe.
Okay.
Open yourself up to feeling the support and the love of light beings who love you.
So then just do that.
Just do that until you feel safe.
Okay.
And when you start to feel safe, then you can ask for various experiences. You can ask to be opened and so on. And also, in that process, too, don't forget, you know, you've got to also expand seeing yourself as who you are. Because, yes, if you're afraid of a ghost, it's not really you, the current adult, that's afraid of the ghost. It's your inner child.
Yeah.
She's the one who spooked.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, if you feel nervous, just imagine your inner child with you and hold her. And just hold her and love her and say, okay, it's all safe. They're all around us. We're all safe. We're all protected. Now let's just open up and receive little sparkles of light. Let's receive little guidance for ourselves. Ask a question and let's receive some guidance. And when you do that, don't ask the big questions first, because you may have a lot of issue with it. You know, it may be real too important.
How do you know you're getting that message? That's what I was trying to figure out, too. How do you
Well, that's what we were talking to you about with your son and the dreams, which ones are true and which ones seem to just be, you know, just a regular dream.
Yeah.
That's, by in a sense, by experience.
Well, see, they're just like dumb dreams. They're like a big truck on the river.
Right.
And we both had the same dream the same night, so it was just kind of strange or... Yeah,
well,
like
you
that.
Know, you might have had that dream, and then you might have turned on the TV and watched the floods and seen a truck float down the river. You know, you might have actually experienced something like that. But you see, the point we're making here is that if you set your intention and your request to have confirmations of prophetic dreams, then they will start to come to you, and then you will be able to start eventually telling the difference between them. But it's... You have to pay attention. It's really like a research project. But you have to be able to feel the state of being that you're in and be able to recognize, oh, that state of being that I'm in is a receptive state where I get good information, and this other state that I'm in, this is just the state that is normal, average dreams. I don't feel that little extra something. Normally, when you get a prophetic dream or you get something that's more meaningful, there will be some kind of indication in the way your energy flows through your body. You might feel lighter. You might feel a certain movement. Some people feel a little pressure in their ears. Other people feel a little pressure in their, you know, solar plexus or something. You understand?
Yeah.
But you have to find what your particular patterns are over time.
I know. I get scared because I know I have a friend that committed suicide about a year ago, and I was wondering why all night long. And about 2 in the morning, I woke up to this gunshot to my head, and it sounded like it was a real gun. And I jumped up, and then her mother told me, yeah, that's what happened.
She shot herself in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my husband in the morning, and I told him that I had, you know, this dream that, and it sounded like she really did, you know, that she did it. And then the mom said, yeah, that's what happened.
All right.
So
this
that's
is very powerful, because what's happening here is that you reached out to connect to her.
Uh-huh.
And she was giving you a connection to her.
Yeah.
What we would suggest is that she could really use some of your healing. She could really use some of your love.
Uh-huh.
Because she's kind of, what's indicating is she's unfinished.
Right, and then she told me in another dream that she didn't get shot in her head, that she was shot in the heart, which she had a fight with her son. So I figured it was probably her heart that was hurting.
Yeah, she felt her heart break.
Yeah, that's
and she couldn't take it anymore because she was focusing so much of her life there. So
right.
She needs a heart healing, even though she's departed.
Right.
So if you know have any clue how to do that, we'd suggest you do it. Or maybe you might want to find some kind of practitioner who can help you through that process.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Because it'd be a beautiful gift that you could give to your friend.
Yeah. Well,
so that
I have
she could
prayed for her and.
Right, so she could go on in peace and
yeah.
and continue her evolution.
Yeah, I haven't had that since.
Oh, okay.
It was just really strange. It was a really strange thing that all that was happening.
Here's what we would suggest is when you go to bed some night, if you're willing to do it, then to think of her, call her in,
uh-huh.
and love her and forgive her,
uh-huh.
and ask all her angels and all her support team and all her spiritual helpers, to gather around her and lift her up.
Okay.
And heal her heart.
Okay.
You can make that request.
Yeah.
All right, dear one?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck with all that exploration.
Well, thank you.
It's a time on this planet for you to open up your gifts now.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research lately. It's probably the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming. You know, it's part of your mission. It's part of your purpose. And it's coming.
Okay.
All right, dear one.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was nice talking to you.
Thank you, dear one. Farewell.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So the lines are open for our next caller. And we thank that one so much for she has brought in. All of you at this time on the planet who are interested in your spiritual progress, interested in your spiritual path, all of you are experiencing the opportunities, the windows of opening for you to expand your gifts, your powers, your strengths. And the only reason it is happening now and has not happened before is because you have come to a place to where you're mature enough to be able to allow this to happen without destroying yourselves by your egos. You have a certain sense of idea of service to the planet. You feel yourself called. You're stepping into a higher level of personal life and mission. And so this time on the planet, a time of great shifting and time of great uncertainty, is giving you a lot of opportunities to really open up. All right, we have another caller, and hello.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
Hi.
What would you like to discuss today?
I just wanted to know, was there any messages from my spirit guides or angels? Especially, I've been sort of working on my life purpose. You know,
you've been working on what?
My life purpose.
Oh, your
my
life purpose, yes.
Here. Yeah.
All right, what do you do creatively?
I write.
Mm-hmm. Well, we see that there's something, some big creative kind of energy with you. You've got a lot of spirit helpers around you who are very, very conducive to a tremendous amount of creative idea. So we would suggest that part of your purpose, as we can see it right just off the bat, is going to come to some project. Now, we don't want to suggest you're going to just jump in this like immediately, but it looks like something that's going to have a big impact on a lot of people. You understand?
Yeah.
But we want to point out that that's not the intention through which you do your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You do your creativity because it comes out of you and because you have to. In a way, you feel moved, you feel pulled. It's like a necessity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something, kind of a burning energy that wants to come through you, that wants to be expressed through you, something that lifts you, something higher and greater than yourself. And when you get into that experience, you're writing really for you, for your own freedom, for your own majesty of light. And as you do that, dear one, what happens that's so phenomenal is that it infuses whatever you create with your light, with this magnificent expanse of consciousness that you tap into when you get into your creative endeavors. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's what other people pick up on. You cannot write for them. If you write for them, you'll write mediocre crap. You see?
Yeah.
But we also see something else that's not just writing. We see something else in a more of a in a media, another media, like through radio or TV or internet or something. We see some kind of media that's not just the text. Right? We sense that's coming, but you'll have collaborators for that. Does that make sense, Joe?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what would you like to know about?
Well, I truly, okay, I have, you could say I'm intuitive. Or,
yes.
You know, and I was just wondering, am I going to be able to help people with my gifts, or is that how I'm helping them through my writing? That's part of my gift.
You have a lot of gifts, dear one. We sense that you're going to have a message that is so powerful that you got to get it out there, and you'll get it out there, and it'll make a good difference. You have a lot of ways to give to people one-on-one and so forth, but as we mentioned before, when you write for yourself. This will lift you to the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give, you know, your intention is not so much that you want to help and serve others from some kind of, you know, I'm the servant of humanity and so on, but to realize that you're a big radiant light being and this is your nature. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So in other words, step into that, own the power, own the largeness of yourself, own the magnificence of yourself. Just kind of get into it and recognize that this, the part that's ego, will say, you know, I'm so important, now I've got to get this important message out, and I can't, and it's not going to be okay unless I can make a big difference and a big splash, and everybody will just be wowed by me. You know that's ego. So you let that go. But what you do is you step into and own the part of you that is the light being who cannot help but move energy through him. You have tremendous capacity to channel energy through your body. Are you aware of this?
Well, yeah, I just discovered it, sort of, yeah. I just discovered that, yeah, sort of can.
Yes. Well, you can pull in, you the spirit helpers that work with you, very powerful. You have a lot of background, other lifetime backgrounds in this. You can move through a lot of power, okay? You have a lot of strength in the energetic realm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have possibly a great capacity to channel as well. And you may actually, and sometimes when you write, you may be a channeling. You understand?
Yeah.
Or when you work in healing or touching people or talking to people, that all of a sudden you will know the thing to say. You see, because writers can also be extraordinarily eloquent. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are times when you are plugged in, that what you say has so much presence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You've just barely scratched the beginning of this, dear one. You just so recently have gotten into this, right?
But yeah, I've been sort of finding who I am inside.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just learning what I'm capable of, the basic things I'm capable
right.
of doing. Yeah.
Yes, because you've kind of been on the fringe of this for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching it for a while, but now it's time to really step in. It's really time to let it come through, that incredible energy. In the past, you would have been afraid to let it through, but if you notice, you're not afraid anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to take over you. You've had other lifetimes where it could have taken over you, you know, and you could have been like those trans mediums up, you know, fall on the ground and you hurt themselves even or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not this lifetime. This lifetime, you have a presence of majesty, a presence of standing up on top of the mountain, you know, and saying, hey, look at this. Look at this light. Come. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about teaching?
Yeah, that's what I ultimately want to do in the future.
That's what you'll end up doing. It's almost as if you're taking on a ministry of some sort. Your spiritual mission will feel like a ministry, like you'll be called to a ministry.
Okay. I've been working on my spirit guides, like communicating with my spirit guides,
yes.
or, you know, higher beings. And I was wondering, was there any specific people, or is there just many different kinds?
Well, you have quite a few different ones around you. Your creative ones are very, very upfront.
Okay.
They're the ones we saw at first. They're just standing there. They're the biggest and the brightest, and they're right up there saying, create, create.
Okay.
Because every time you create, you're moving energy through you.
Okay.
And every time you create, you open up the channels for this energy bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's where you begin.
Okay.
All right? But they're showing you talking to crowds, big crowds. Okay? But you're not there yet.
Yeah.
You've got to get really comfortable about moving this energy through and seeing how it works, being responsible for its impact, really being able to work with your spirit helpers in such a way that you work together as a team. You're not serving them. You're working in a team. You've had lifetimes where you've been the servant of your spirits, but this time you are you're the one who is kind of leading the team. It's your intention. Where you put your focus, that's where your team, your crew of spirit, puts their focus. You see, you're the leader here this time. Now, you're not used to doing this. So this is what part of the process that they are wanting you to learn so that you can learn how to work with them. And so we would suggest that frequently just call them to be around you. Call them to surround you and ask that whoever is the most specific and the most precise to help you work on this particular issue to work with you. And so give them a particular issue to work on, a particular theme or a particular object to or aim to go for. And as you put their intention in a particular direction, whether it is to heal someone or to create a new channel of income for yourself or whatever it is, or dream a new dream for somebody or yourself, whatever direction it is, you know, when you state an intention, then whoever is the authority or the specialist at that particular one will step forward. Eventually, you'll begin to sense the difference of the energies, you see?
Yeah.
Because you'll start to feel more and more their presence. Right now, you're feeling their presence, but you're not really able to distinguish between them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. They don't take it personally, you know.
Okay.
None of us do, because we're all kind of, from your side of the veil, you know, we all kind of merge into the light.
Yeah.
And we're all working together as one anyway. So, but if you want to have a particular name to call or somebody to speak to, then we would suggest you might want to go to a really good trans medium or channel who specializes in connecting people with their guides. And then they can tell you about that. But generally what guides mostly like to do is they like for you to explore and discover them through your imagination, which is the fifth dimension. All right, to imagine them there, and And if you imagine them and respond to them and communicate with them, they will make every attempt to communicate with you. And so eventually you'll be able to kind of perceive one as an individual, a sense of presence. And when you do that, give this presence a gift. You know, just in your mind's eye, present them maybe a flower or a beautiful crystal or something as a gift. And then let them give you a gift and feel what comes into your hands, you see? Start an energy exchange. That's the way you start the energy exchange, is giving and receiving. Because that's all it really is anyway. All the work you do with people, with your spirit guides, with God, Goddess, all that is, with your higher self, all of this is just giving and receiving energy. You see?
Yeah.
You're really quite ready to do some interesting leaps.
Okay.
And you've got a really good crew with you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, good. And you just practice it whenever you feel like it. Don't try to force yourself or anything. This is something to do for the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it keeps you lifted into the joy. Because you've had missions where you've martyred to them. You've had missions where you were, you know, burnt at the stake and things like that. That's not this lifetime, okay?
Okay. Happy to hear that.
All right, dear one. It has definitely been a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
all right, farewell. All right, and thank him for his call and all of you for tuning in. And the channel will be back in just a few seconds and with a final message. And so we have enjoyed working with you, talking to you, connecting with you across the airwaves. And we wish you well on your path of power. And farewell. Hi, I'm back. This is Ginger. Thank you for being with us on the show today, and I really appreciate your listening in. Next week at this time is Tall Cat Psychic. Remember, the Galexis Show is the first and third Monday of every month, and occasionally when there's a fifth Monday, one of those fifth Mondays here and there will be ours. The other will be Tall Cat Psychics. So I'm wishing you well, all of you. Thank you for listening. And again, for information or to get on the mailing list, please see galexisspirit.com. Okay, till next time, stay in your power as you walk the path of power.